How's everyone doing? Dude, Folk Alliance, Thursday night. Are you guys having the greatest night of your life? That's right. Well, thank you so much for being here. My name is Casey Turner. You're in the Bose Listening Lounge After Hours, and I'm so grateful to my friends at Bose. They flew me out from San Francisco to run this room and put together a show with all my favorite artists and some new artists that are now my favorite artists, Steve Poltz, all these folks that I love. And I'm so grateful for Bose for having me and supporting live music, supporting Folk Alliance. It's really cool. I've done this a few times in Kansas City, so it's fun to come to Montreal for the first time and turn a hotel room into a concert venue. So thank you to my friends at Bose. I love them. And thank you guys so much for coming here on this evening at 1:20 in the morning. It's going to be great. This is my friend Steve Poltz, and I've known him for a long time, and I was so grateful. In October, I got married, and he officiated my wedding. Isn't that crazy? I was like, I had to get married on a Monday. I really did. I scheduled my wedding on a Monday. It was a little cheaper. And I got there with Steve Poltz, now I'm on tour finally. So, you know, he takes off like 2 days a year. So, anyways, he's one of my dearest friends and one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. And God damn it, he's going to close this room out tonight. Are you ready, Folk Alliance? Steve Poltz, give him some love. Thank you. I was a beach guy driving in ice, I was snow blind. The Weather Channel warned that I should stay off the road. I slid in the ditches, my transmission started to unwind. My leg was broken, the snow was falling, it was so damn cold. I didn't think I'd be dreaming and wishing I'd be in Mexico deep sea fishing. Love so warm and the ocean so blue, but I'm stuck in my car digging for icicles too. Next came a girl driving too fast in a red car. She was sliding towards me at 45 miles per hour. I ducked down and took the jolt like a rock star. My windows blew open, the snow was falling with so much power. I didn't think I'd be dreaming and wishing the girl beside me would maybe be kissing me by the sun and the ocean so blue, but she stuck next to me digging for icicles too. Ambulance right beside them. Chainsaws, blowtorches, welders, big black dogs. She smiled at me as the firemen wrapped the cold limbs. By the time they got me, I felt like a frozen log. I didn't think I'd no longer be wishing for love to find me. My whole life I've been fishing, slammed into me with the love so true. Hope I spend my whole life digging for icicles with you. Now I wake in the morning and my foot she tickles. Her belly is growing and now she craves pickles. Save all my pennies and all of my nickels just to be digging for icicles with you. I'm digging for icicles too. I'm digging for icicles too. When you walk outside and it's been raining, and then the rain stops, and you smell the earth, that's one of the most beautiful things ever. And that's called petrichor, right after it stops. Petrichor. And petra is from the Greek word stones. Ichor, I-C-H-O-R, means the gold running through the veins of Greek gods. So I thought I should write a song called Petrichor. So I did, and I pictured there was a parade for me because I was the only dude to ever write a song called Petrichor. And I was driving down the road feeling good about myself. I was in my car on the road and I went, man, I'm the only guy that wrote a song called Petrichor. And I was like, I should Google it. Fish. They have one.
So I might be hanging with Trey this summer at his recovery camp, and I'm gonna play him my petrichor, and he can play me his petrichor. So this is my petrichor. Smell the perfume from the dirt, rub it on, what could it hurt? It's the smell that we all love, set right down from high above. My wife says, bottle it up, see the gold coins fill out up. Women all around the world are smelling like a red dirt girl. Petrichor is happening. Happens every time the rain comes in. See the steam rise up right on the ground. Petrichor is happening right now. Saw my garden parched and dry. Look up to clear blue sky. Prayed all night for one good cloud. Make the sweet rain come on down. Thirsty rims out, look at me. It's almost like you can see. Healing drops fall from the sky. It starts to rain. I stop to cry. Heavens, give me my lifeblood. When it's done, I'm in the mud. Watch the cracked earth soak it in. See myself up sprout again. Now you know just what it is. It's a gift that heaven gives. Grows flowers and the weeds. Blessings for the thirsty seeds. Petrichor is happening right now. Happens every time the rain comes down. Petrichor is happening. Petrichor is happening.
Thanks for coming out. I see friends from all over.
Friends that have been with me on river rafting trips. Friends that have booked me at the Sun Valley Museum. That's a great place, by the way. Sun Valley, Idaho, that gig you booked me for and you let me stay in your house. I'll never forget your kindness.
That was a beautiful thing. One time I was camping in Yosemite and I thought it would be cool because you could have your bed and your house wherever you are. And I liked that idea, so I wrote this song.
I'm on the mend. I'll be around to see if you would like a chance for love again. From ocean and desert sand, we'll travel across the world because it's been made in our hand. Wherever we lay down our bedrolls is a home. We don't need much, we've got it made. We'll travel the world somehow, from mountain tops to cityscapes. We're in our dream house now. I've been a lonely gypsy, and you're looking mother hipsy. Follow you till I'm tipsy, from San Diego. go to Poughkeepsie. Graduate of McGill University in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Lily. Look at her. She's such a cool woman. Lily, would you stand up? So she lived here in Montreal. And she's just a great person. And Lily and her husband Joshua took me out for dinner and for lunch. Now I'm forever indebted to them. So I thank them so much for that and the many gifts you bestowed upon me. I'm still full. And man, what a time. This couple wrote me a letter and said that this guy and his wife were having a baby. And they were in the delivery room, and this is the song they played on repeat. And I was like, trying to figure out how it works. And then as I listened to my own words, I went, oh, this fits perfectly for that birth. So here it is. It's not what it seems. Depends on your point of view. It's always the same. You could be floating on a puffy white cloud with daisies below you, blowing lost in the wind. You're all almost there. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going somewhere. You're at the finish line.
Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I am a dual citizen of the United States and of Canada. So it's kind of cool when I tour in Canada because I show them my Canadian passport. And they always say to me, "Welcome home." And that makes me feel so nice. And then I connect back through Chicago usually to get home to Nashville. And I go through the immigration, and when I do that, they always go, "Get in line!" But I have that passport too. And I'm not letting either of them expire, because it allows me to see places like the Yukon. And I don't know, what are there, 10 provinces and 3 territories? Is that about right? Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Canada's going to make the United States the 11th province. And so it's going to be kind of cool. But being able to travel around and go to places like Newfoundland is one of the biggest gifts you can ever be given. Because I've traveled around the whole world, and people a lot of times go, "Steve, where do you really like to... Like, if you're doing this... And it doesn't matter on the money or anything. Where do you like to play?" And I always go, "St. John's, Newfoundland." And they always say, "Newfoundland?" And I go, "No, it rhymes with understand, Newfoundland." And then they say, "I need to go there." And I say, "You do. because you don't even understand some of the words they say. It's a beautiful thing. So you could be talking to somebody, and if they want to know who your parents are, instead of saying, "Hey, Steve, who are your parents?" this is what they say. "Oh, the frignet you, boy." Who the frig knit you by? Everybody's boy. Doesn't matter whether you're boy, girl, or trans, you're just bi. That's what they call you, bi. Who the frig knit you by? And then what you say is, "Me mother did and me father helped." And I play a show at this place, and I think Liz Scott has booked me there. There's Liz. And it's called The Ship, and it's this pub, but I love it. And they make the best food, and when you walk out of that pub at 2 a.m, there are people walking down the streets, and it's like zombie land. Strangers making out with strangers. People just diving through your windshield thinking you're a taxi driver. There's a place there where you call for a cab, and it's called Jiffy Cab. And the same lady has worked there for 50 years, and her cigarette ash, she never clicks it off, so it's long. And she consistently smokes one cigarette after another. And when you call her up on the phone to get a cab, so they're not Ubering, they want you to call Jiffy Cab. And she answers the phone and she goes like this, "Jiffy Cab." And then you go, "You doing all right?" And then she gives you an inhaling affirmative. So I go, "Are you all right?" And she goes, "Yeah. What's the weather like out there?" "Beautiful." And she breathes in when she talks to you. And I swear she's not flicking that ash off. And then eventually the cab comes for you and you get a ride to wherever it is you're going. And so one night I was playing at the Ship pub and this guy just threw up on the bar. So if I ever relapse, I'm going to St. John's because people won't care. And the guy just puked on the bar and he couldn't get kicked out. And I looked at the bartender and I was like, "What do you gotta do to get kicked out of this place?" Like I said it over the mic like that. And then he goes to the guy, "For Christ's sakes, use a pint glass next time." And his friend's cleaning the puke off the bar. And then he pours the guy another beer. Because if you're gonna stay there, you better drink. So, I don't know. I was thinking about all that stuff, and there was a major snowstorm. There was snow everywhere like there is out there. And I was on an Air Canada flight. And I knew I was going to write a waltz in the key of D, but I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. And I didn't have my guitar because I was on the plane. So I wrote the words on the back of an Air Canada napkin. And then I figured out the melody in my head. I met an old dude when I was there, the guy that said, "Who the frig knit you by?" And I said, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "He ain't me." "What is that?" "That's St. Anthony." "Snakey." All the windows of Halifax were shuttered and closed down. It was almost Christmas Eve. It was quiet on the town. There was snow on the streets. Everyone was inside. I looked at my tree and I slowly cried. Well, I drove in my car. It was like I was on the moon. I thought of a warmer place in the middle of June. Sometimes it's a snow, it makes me so mad. Sometimes for no reason, I just feel kinda sad. Ah, the windows of Halifax tonight." Well, the first window says to the second window, How come you never open up? The second window says, I had my heart broke once. Now I just stay closed. First window says, well, maybe you could see some kind of counselor or something. Maybe a window washer could help you see things more clearly. Because I think you're pretty attractive, but you always have your shade pulled down. Well, the second window says, freak the sun by. The girl I love is back in Sneetney. She's a beautiful window. And I can see all the way through her to her soul. She's got tinfoil trees and weeds growing up in the house. And I just love her so much. St. Anthony? Well, I was imported from St. John's. But the girl I love studied chemistry at Dalhousie University. But truthfully, she flunked out. She studied chemistry, but she's still a chemist. Actually, she is just a drug dealer. And we got people coming in and out of the house all night long, and I never have anybody to talk to. Just bottle caps and cigarette butts being flicked my way. Dalhousie University, you say? Well, the fellow that lives here next door, he studied geography and archaeology over in Antigonish at St. Francis Xavier. But truthfully, he flunked out too. Now the only mountains he sees are paper mountains from his failed thesis. He's got some tinfoil trees and a cardboard river and an ugly, ugly paper mountain he made from the drug dealer's trash outside. Well, sometimes it's so snow, it makes me so mad. Sometimes for no reason, I just feel kinda sad. Ah, the windows of Halifax tonight. Well, the windows of the Maritimes, they're all telling stories of the plentiful days of the cod and the glory are an explosion that rocks a French cargo ship in Dartmouth near the harbor. All the windows got clipped. All of these windows, they're all telling stories. Some are so sweet, some are so gory. There was a murderer one night no one ever speaks of. All the windows Halifax tonight. Love you guys. I was just recently over there in, have you ever been to Byron Bay, Australia?
Yeah.
You have? It's a beautiful place, isn't it? Well, before I end this show, I would like to thank my buddy Casey Turner. Because this guy, he started just like a little seed you would plant. Like what I was singing about earlier, you could be a green bean in a beautiful field. You could be a baseball star on a beautiful team. He was just a little seed of a green bean. And they watered that little green bean. He lived in Missouri. He was just a little country boy. And then he got a job with Birkenstock. And his parents were conservative. And this little child moved to San Francisco, California. And he wanted to tour. He plays music, he plays guitar, he knows his way around a G-string. And this guy, this fella, this infidel fell in love and moved in without being married to Bree. And I told him, as a Catholic altar boy, you can't live in sin, Casey. And I harangued him every day. And then he said, are you a registered officiant? And I said, I will be. And I pulled out my iPhone, and in 2 minutes, I became an ordained minister of the Universal Life Church. And this little child, Is this the little boy I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I can't remember growing older. When did they? When did he get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Anyway, so this guy moves out there and he says to himself, I am Casey Turner. I'm more than just a guy who goes to open mics. I'm gonna throw my own open mic. And he did that with his own two hands. He lugged in a PA. He went up the stairs. He was stiffed by cheap club owners who wouldn't even pay him for it. But you know what he did? He persevered. You know why? Because he had a dream. And it wasn't just about the money or sustenance. It was about this fed his soul. Casey Turner's soul got fed by putting on shows. And he does it with such gusto wherever you play. This guy is amazing how he does it. And he built it. And he said to me, Steve, how would you like to play a house concert in San Francisco? And I said, all right, how many people do you think will be there? I don't know, maybe 30. Maybe there was 40. And then I kept going back. He goes, you're gonna play on this club I'm booking now. And he had this little comedy club. It was a cool place. Got to play there. And then he built it bigger and bigger. Then he took over Hot Monk, Nevada, a 500-seat outdoor venue. Can be 700 if you move the chairs out of the way. And he built me into selling that place out through his own hard work. And these are the angels you look for. The people that build your career. The Liz Scotts, who had me at her house and then said, I have a little festival, Eaglewood. I think I can get you into Mariposa Folk Fest, where I get to meet the great, 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 great Gordon Lightfoot. And the first thing he said to me when he shook my hand was, do you own your own publishing? And I was like, what do you mean publishing? And he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, come hang out with me. And so I meet these angels along the way. And Casey Turner has built me into selling out those areas. And it's one of the most amazing success stories. And your mother and I are so proud of you. Now come over here so I can circumcise you. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee. Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to make mention of what this kid has done for the world and who he is as a human being. And so you reach your lifelong goals in life. You look at your goals, you wonder, what is it you really want to do? Well, when I was 19 years old and then 20, I got a record by a girl named Ricky Lee Jones. And she was wearing a beret on the cover, smoking a cigarette. We was Coolsville. She was cooler than anything I saw. I read her lyrics. You couldn't look them up on YouTube. Didn't exist. Put the needle on the record and I listened to it over and over. And that stuff moved me. It made me feel something. Her lyrics painted a picture. And I thought to myself, man, if I could write songs, maybe one day someone would sing them. It would be beautiful. But never did I think I'd meet her. And I just played Byron Bay Blues Fest last year. And who was sitting there by the pool in the hotel where they put all the rock stars together? Ricky Lee Jones, sitting with this guy named Mike Dillon, who I know. Mike Dillon from Punkadelic. He played percussion and he played vibes with Ani DeFranco. Guy's amazing. He's sitting there, so I'm eating over here. And I think to myself, I can meet Ricky Lee Jones if I can just get Mike to see me. He'll call me over and I'll meet Ricky Lee Jones. I'm playing it in my head. I'm going five steps ahead like a grand chess master. I've got it all marked out. And I know for a fact, I want to tell her that that's how I got a girlfriend from Alaska named Lynn Hajdukovic when I went to University of San Diego, Toreros. And I met her and I sang her the Ricky Lee Jones song called On Saturday Afternoons in 1963. So I get up from the table, Ricky Lee Jones is eating there, and I go like this. But he doesn't look, so then I go. I'm taking my drink like that. He still doesn't look, so then I become the Monty Python Ministry of Silly Walks, because I figure they don't see me, so I go. Finally, I hear this voice go, Pulsey! And I go, Mike? What are you doing here? I had no idea. He goes, come over here. Meet Ricky Lee Jones. And then I go, Richard? He goes, no, Ricky Lee Jones. How do you spell that? Then I sit down and I talk to her. And I confess to her that I learned every song on her record. I told her. I told her that's how I got the girl from Alaska. I sang her your song. And I said, I'm going to sing it tomorrow on the stage, the Boogaloo stage. You're on one act after me, then Ricky Lee Jones. She's headlining it out because this business we're in is like climbing a rock wall. And I'm at this part of the rock wall now. I used to go on at 10 in the morning, but at this festival, I made it all the way to 6:30 p.m. So it's like this. You climb up slowly, you get a little higher, your name's a little higher in the print on the festivals. You just keep climbing and hope that you're nice to the people you meet on the way up, because sooner or later you're gonna meet them on the way down. So there I am, and I said, I'm playing on this stage. I'm gonna do the song on Saturday Afternoons in 1963. Ricky Lee Jones says to me, oh, honey, I'm gonna make sure I come to your show, and I'm gonna sit right there, watch you. And I said, well, if you get a hankering, I'd love it if you sang the second verse. I start with a song called Presbyterian Guitar by John Hartford, and then I go into your song. And she goes, no, I'm not gonna sing. And then I started. Then there she was on the side of the stage, 7,000 people in the audience. And I look out, and then I look at her and I just walk over. Turn my back to 7,000 people, and I just play it to Ricky Lee Jones. She's smiling. It's going pretty good. Still playing the John Hartford song. Then we go up the neck, the major to the minor. I looked at her. Second verse, and I forget, she's like a crazy jazz singer, so it was like following a wild fucking bronco. And it was the coolest thing. And as she sang this next verse, I'm standing over here and I'm crying. Couldn't even stop the tears. It was amazing. So hold on to your special friend. You'll need something to hide her in. Will you stay inside this foolish grin. Well, any day now your secret's in. Years may go by. Years may go by. You saved your own special friend, 'cause yeah, you'll need something to hide in. Will you stay inside this foolish grin? Well, any day now your secret's in. But then again, years may go. Years may go by. So if you happen to be watching this on YouTube in the year 3636, just know I played the Casey Turner Bo's listening room, and I was the officiant when was the groom. Years may go by. Years may go by. So if you're watching this in the future, that means you're probably in this room right now. Because we can time travel. We can go where we want. 3636, and you will look at me and say,
Marty, get my flux capacitor. I've got to get back to the future.
But years may go by. Years may go by. Now you have one job to do. Make sure you put it on YouTube for sure. 'Cause he's gonna give me the winning lotto numbers, and I'll split it all with you guys. We will be billionaires. He's in the room. He could be just shaking his hair. I'm gonna Sanctus Christus. Our Father who art in heaven. He said, peace, peace I leave with you. Oh, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Give them back. We want them back. Well, you think you're so cool, you can take them away anytime you want. You got nothing to do, give them back. Give them back.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Casey Turner. Let's hear it one more time. We'll be back here tomorrow night and Saturday night. Steve is also closing out tomorrow night in here as well, so it's never the same show twice. One time, give it for Steve Bolt, everybody!